Spending a few minutes now with LaSalle men's basketball coach Ashley Howard. His squad will be in action this weekend. They'll be down in Atlantic City for the weekend, opening things up against Alabama A&M. And first of all, Coach, been a bit since you guys played. I think your last game was that matchup with Penn a couple of weeks ago. How have you utilized these couple of weeks here? I'm sure kids were busy with classes and such, but able to get in some good practice time as well?
Yeah, we've got some quality practice time in. We've really been able to hone in on, you know, some of the things that we identified as just, you know, things that we really need to improve upon as we head into break and prepare for conference play. So we also have had the fortune of having some guys who are out, make their way back into our lineup. So, you know, just take that time to get everybody acclimated and on the same page and really hone in on some of the things that we know we need to get better at.
And you mentioned guys coming back. I would imagine right at the top of that list is Pookie Powell. Are you confident he'll be able to go this weekend?
He's practiced this week. So, looking forward to having him back in the lineup. We're anticipating that we have Pookie in full strength heading down to Atlantic City.
Obviously, the record isn't what you want, but when you look at the group from the day you guys opened practice a couple of months ago to now, what gets you the most encouraged as far as growth and improvement?
I think the thing that gives me the most encouragement is the fact that, you know, we're sitting here now 0-10, and our intensity for practice every day is the same way it's been pretty much since the first day of practice. It's upbeat. Guys are positive. Guys are continuing to believe in the process, and we're getting better. You know, we have a very young team. We have a team with a lot of new pieces, and you know what? These first 10 games were really an opportunity for us to kind of get to know each other. You know, and I think we have a better understanding of who we are as a team and what we need to do to improve. So, you know, that's the biggest thing, man, the fact that everybody's positive, upbeat, and that the overall vibe in our program is very upbeat and positive and focused on continuing to get better.
Let's talk about this next game on Friday night. You'll take on Alabama A&M as part of the Boardwalk Battle down in AC. They've had their struggles this season, but when you look on film, what jumps out at you?
They're an athletic team that really plays hard, and they really get after you on defense. So they're a team that can make you look bad offensively just because they get out and they overplay passing lanes, and they're athletic, so they can get up and in you defensively and pressure the ball. So it's a game that we have to really focus on, being strong with the ball and not turning the ball over, because a huge part of what they do offensively is turn you over defensively and score in transition. So, I think a primary focus for us as we prepare for Alabama A&M is to just continue to develop some cohesiveness on the offensive end so that we're able to execute and limit our turnovers.